some tsunami comes, it takes whatever is not bolted down or chain. So you can imagine every imaginable piece that can float will be there. And on the images taken by U.S. Navy, you can see cars, a lot of wood, and even whole houses floating.
How far has it traveled? How fast is it going? And why is it staying together?
Well, it's traveling with the speed of currents, and good for in Japan there is a well-known current, the Kuroshio, which flows along the coast of Japan and then turns eastward and becomes a Kuroshio extension. And that current is one of the strongest in the world, so you can expect speeds up to 1 meter a second, which is like 2 knots. And so far it traveled, if I'm not mistaken, few hundred miles off coast, because we do not know exactly the location, the exact location of the debris. And what we are doing, we use our diagnostic model of ocean currents to predict the location. But it's based only on model, so we need some kind of independent verification where this cloud of debris is.
Are there other such debris areas that have been caught up by currents around the world?
Well, debris are being caught in currents all the time, but that's a different type of debris, because you have the trash floating out of the rivers and getting in the ocean from land constantly, but that's just the regular trash you might see in garbage cans and such. But this is a different story, because that's not regular kind of the domestic trash that's been swept away. It was everything. So it's unprecedented also in terms of composition of the debris. It will be slightly different than usual.
What is your timetable for it to reach Hawaii and eventually the west coast of the United States? And in what form do you expect it and to arrive?
Based on our prediction model, which is based on the statistics and based on real drifter data, we can expect the first wave of debris to hit midway, of course, because it is closest to the Japan, in 1 year. Then the Hawaiian Islands will experience the first batch of the Japanese debris in 2 years, and West Coast in 3 years. But then what will happen after 3 years, the most of the debris would turn into what is called North Pacific Garbage Patch, which is the vast area in the middle of Pacific in between Hawaii and California. And that's where all the surface ocean currents converge. They come together, and of course they carry together the floating debris. And once a while, piece of the garbage patch would get detached and would hit Hawaii. So Hawaii would experience more or less constant kind of trickle of this type of debris 5 years and after.
How big is this garbage patch?
The garbage patch right now, they estimate the size of Texas or even bigger.